Welcome to the Gentleman Geek Podcast with your hosts Peter and Andy. Follow us on Twitter at gentleman_geek. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome into the Gentleman Geek Podcast. I am your host Peter. With me as always, Andy Hara. How are you doing today, sir?
Pretty thirsty.
maybe one day we'll explain that. I'm going to edit that out. So anyway, guys, if you're joining us for the first time, we are a conversational podcast. We are talking about everything geekdom, from collectibles to raising future geeks. You can catch all of our content on YouTube. We stream on Twitch at gentlemangeekpodcast.wordpress.com. And let's get into it.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Geekly Rewind.
Alrighty, so on the Geekly Rewind this week, we are going to be talking about Final Fantasy coming to Spotify. Big news, you know.
Pretty cool.
The soundtracks are almost always epic, so it's nice to be able to just stream them in your car or while you're doing a project or something like that, mowing the lawn, whatever. And it's going to include 11.
I own it, so.
I know. But now you don't have to carry your Walkman around, your Discman. So you can just listen to that on your phone and your earbuds.
All right, yeah, I told you it's digitally downloaded, okay? I know I don't usually do this.
Wait! You digitally downloaded something?
I did, yes.
That's exciting for you.
I'll have you know that I used to play that soundtrack to my daughter to get her to stop crying.
That's actually brilliant. Was it, you told me, Ronifer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's a good one. I like that.
For some bizarre reason, it would just...
Yeah, zonker out.
Yeah.
Well, it's traveling music, right? It's like, really, it gets you going. I like it. Well, it gets you sleepy,
pure,
I guess.
Pure magic.
Yeah. That, coupled with fireworks, always reminds me of the very first time I walked outside the gates of the Kingdom of Sindoria.
Yeah, I just remember getting chased by orcs. Sorry. Getting aggroed by about 15 orcs and goblins and getting chased back to the gate hoping you don't get killed.
Fond memories of being slaughtered by orcs. All right, so that was the news there. I think that broke about a week ago, so maybe 2 weeks ago at this
Pretty
point.
Cool.
But yeah. All right. The next one that we want to talk about was ThinkGeek's online store is closing. Now, I do want to mention right now that we are pre-recording this one because you have an event.
Yep.
You're going to be, you want to talk about it?
Yeah. I'll be, at the time that you guys see this, I will have ran my second Tough Mudder.
We'll be recovering in a hospital. No, I'm just kidding. You're going to do fine. You're going to do great.
So, it's a 10-mile course with 20-plus obstacles. So, needless to say, I'll be far too tired that day to...
Right. So, we thought it would be best to pre-record an episode so that... So, if any news changes about what we're going to be talking about today, that's why. But... Good on you for trying it or for doing it for a second time, let alone, just once. So proud of you, buddy. That's really cool.
You to come, but
next year I got to train. I have kind of just, I had an infant excuses.
Yeah, I know.
New job excuses. Next year I will start training a week before.
I'll send you the date the minute I find out when it is.
I will. I'll do it. I'll do it with you. Promise.
This is
you
recorded.
Heard it here.
You
it's recorded. Here. I've always wanted to do one. I've never had enough motivation, I guess. But if you're doing it, I'll do it.
Got a lot of years on you.
You do, and you are very impressive, sir. So ThinkGeek, right? They're closing. There was a sale probably at this point 3 weeks ago, if we're going 2 weeks in the future.
Yes. Yeah.
So there was a sale, 50% off everything. Site-wide, which was cool, the statues and stuff like that. Now we have some new figures here that Andy brought in last show. We didn't really get a chance to talk to them, but they're awesome. They're amiibos. We put some more pops up here. We didn't open them obviously because they're a little bit more exclusive.
Yeah, one of the amiibos is a Japan import.
Yes, it is. It's very cool. And so we got a new studio. In case you're listening on audio, you can check us out on YouTube and you can kind of see it. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun kind of putting this all together. So we hope you enjoy it as well. It's visually pleasing to you. So, okay. So basically ThinkGeek is going to be moving, over to GameStop.com, which There has been some merchandise there before.
Yeah, there has been before.
I think they're just going to... Some new... And we're going to be discussing kind of the
state. Merging the sites.
Yeah. We're going to be discussing the state of GameStop in this episode. Yeah. But before we do, we have a word from your sponsor. Hey, everybody. I really do hope you love Gentleman Geek Podcast. Did you know that you can actually get paid just for listening to this podcast? I know it sounds insane, but it's true. We just discovered this free new app called Podcoin, and it literally pays you to listen to podcasts. Here's how it works. You listen to podcasts, and you earn Podcoin while you listen. Then, you turn that Podcoin into a gift card at places like Amazon or Starbucks. Or, if you're a charitable person, you could even donate that Podcoin to charity. The more you listen, the more you earn. So here's what you do. Download the app right now on iPhone or Android, and use our code, GENTLEMEN. That's GENTLEMEN, or GENTLEMEN. Yeah, so with an E, not an A. And you'll get 300 Podcoin just for signing up. And if you listen to enough of us there, you can get a cappuccino at Starbucks or even an Amazon gift card on us.
Amazon?
Amazon?
Wow.
And so go ahead and listen to this podcast or virtually any podcast on Podcoin and sign up with the code GENTLEMEN. I swear it'll change how you listen to podcasts. Let's get into it.
Okay.
News and notes from Everything Geek.
Alrighty. So on this week's news and notes, the first subject or topic that we're going to talk about is digital downloads are already hurting GameStop. Just the news breaking of digital downloads is hurting GameStop.
Yeah.
And we knew this was coming, right? So we read an article from CNN. CNN's covering news articles with GameStop now. It's kind of jaw-dropping. I didn't realize some of the things that kind of came to light from it.
Well, the last few times I've been there, it's like the selection's spotty.
Yep. They're not keeping stock in well.
No.
No.
And it's loaded with collectibles.
It's everywhere. It's all the top racks. It's everywhere. It's in between games. It's in middle console things.
Don't get me
wrong.
I like me my collectibles, but
you're not going there specifically for that, though.
Going there for games.
Exactly. So, in an effort to have funds for paying down debt and increasing promotion, so that's kind of a positive. It's a new look on it, you know. GameStop has stopped paying dividends to investors.
Rough.
That's going to be rough. So, the stock's already dropped 13% in the first quarter alone. Not good. And, of course, with all the new E3 news that kind of happened a few weeks ago, the console sales have also stopped, and that's huge hitting for any kind of retailer, especially mm-hmm. one that focuses on games. Because well, just the new systems, it's the used systems too.
Yeah, I mean, the other turnoff for me is being badgered to...
Mm-hmm.
Being badgered. Yep.
Sign up for this. No. You'll get more money off if you do this.
No.
Just give me my game, give me what I came for, and please leave me alone.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. No, thank you.
You know, plus, I've heard horror stories of used consoles being sold.
Yeah, with personal information on it and all kinds of bad stuff. So always wipe your console.
Before you put it.
Yeah, before you trade it in or whatever. But here's something, a bright light maybe. Phil Spencer kind of came out and said that consoles are not going to go anywhere.
Oh.
That's a bright side. He said, and also with the news that we talked about last week, or last podcast, I should say, that your old accessories are still going to work with the new Project Scarlet.
Huge.
So that's kind of a used market that might grow a little bit, be trading more, you know, get, at least you'll still be able to buy the controllers. They won't have to ditch all that like they've done every other console. So that's something. GameStop's already closed hundreds of stores, as we've seen, and movie stops are completely gone. Remember those?
They have been for a while.
I know, but do you remember those?
Yeah, I do.
That was dumb. That was so dumb. When I worked at a GameStop, I remember taking in DVDs, and it was like, and we ship them off to the movie stops. It's just like,
remember the old Suncoast videos?
Yeah. Do you remember FYE?
Yeah. I do. They don't have any CDs there anymore.
Nope. Okay. So
you do a music store that's got no music.
Nope. But we got cardboard stand-ups of Harrison Ford. I don't know why I said Harrison Ford. Who's someone that's Tom Cruise?
Deadpool.
The ladies like Tom Cruise. Oh, there you go. There you go. That's a good one. Send your cardboard cutouts to Gentleman Geek Podcast. I don't want them. Okay, so the last thing I kind of want to touch base on here is because this was the most shocking part of it, because I was not aware of this before I read this.
Shocking? Like what? Chimichangas?
Chimichangas? And unicorns? GameStop had an early investment in a digital media company called Spawn Labs.
This
is a kick in the you know where.
Right in the cornhole.
Okay, so Spawn Labs was a company that had something similar to Netflix, but for video games. So a streaming service for video games.
Go figure. Kind of sounds like Game Pass.
Game Pass? Yelp or Google Stadia or any of the ones that are coming out now. So basically, they were too early. They bought into this technology or this idea too early. The technology wasn't there yet. Back in 2011, we may have been dealing with 35 megabits per second-ish, maybe 10 megabits per second. We didn't have 100 back then.
No.
It was 15?
15.
Okay. So it was still in its infancy, right? The highway to the internet was not as fast as it is
30,
now.
30. They had 30 back then.
Like, wicked expensive.
But it was, like, uber expensive. Yeah.
So, they were too early. If they would have just held on to the idea and could have... Well, they probably would have sold. They like did sell it off. They closed it and sold it.
Right now, if 2011 me would have 100 megabits per second internet,
we wouldn't have LAN parties because you'd just be blight. Like we don't have to have LAN parties now because the internet's so fast and so good and everything like that. But LAN parties are still fun. Mike, I'm hoping you're still doing one for Halo Infinite.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Because his man cave is legit right now. Have you seen it? It's awesome. So, okay, so.
I'm not carrying a big TV. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, flat screens don't weigh that much. Maybe I'll just bring my computer monitor. Anyway, we'll get into the next topic because it kind of directly relates with that. It's a streaming service. Google Stadia details have been revealed, y'all, and it looks awesome. I'm probably not going to buy into this, and we'll discuss this as we go because the streaming service, we have opinions on it and we'll get into that, but I wanted to mention that the Founders Edition, which might already be sold out by this point, I'm not really sure, but it was announced it's $130. With that, you get the Google Stadia controller, which is a Bluetooth controller, a dongle, which is the Chromecast Ultra, and 3 months for yourself and 3 months for a friend. So that's what you get for $130. You get it's 60 frames per second, 4K HDR, 5.1 surround sounds. They did, and this is what I think is the most important. They mentioned what their suggested minimum and suggested internet speed was, which is kind of good because, as we know, across the country, not everyone has 100 like we do, right?
No,
which is sad. But everyone generally has the minimum, which this says 10 megabits per second is the minimum, and it's up to what you'll get is 720p for 60 frames per second, which is decent. And I think this is where they're going to fall off in those parts of the country because you can just buy a console and you'll get the 1080p, even 4K at 60 frames per second. But 35 megabits per second is the suggested. And at that, you're going to get 4K 60 frames per second. I know that the big thing is going to be latency. Latency will either kill or if it's good enough, it will thrive. I'm leaning towards latency is going to be bad. And I know at E3, they said that everyone who I saw reviewed it said it was great and it barely had any glitches. But when you're playing a first-person shooter, barely a glitch will get you frustrated.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the biggest thing. Single-player RPGs? I don't think so.
Oh, look. Look, that slime just
went from there.
Slid across the screen.
What?
Yeah. It's really not a big deal in games like that, but no. I'll tell you, I mean, you've heard me rage.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know? And I might join you on the rage wagon, and let's just get into that now. So I am okay with digital download. I know you kind of draw a line. I'm okay with digital download because you own a license to the game.
Yes.
So even if it's removed from stores, you should still have access to download it.
Yes. You should.
Right.
Because you paid to own that.
Right. For a license to be able to have the game digitally. Perfect. Streaming, however, you're renting it. Exactly, you're renting it. You're paying for a subscription to have access to a game that may or may not be there next month. It should be, but who knows? Look what Epic did. Epic pulled all their games off of Apple, Xbox. Like, they pulled it all back to be in their storefront. You could, if you had purchased it prior, you could still do it, but that's a digital purchase. This is just streaming.
Bad news
for the consumer. That's my opinion. This is bad news for the consumer.
You look at Game Pass Ultimate, and it's a different service because they're combining their services into one now. Yeah. So we're going to get forced into it regardless.
Correct. The Game Pass and Live. Yep. And also, the thing about Ultimate Game Pass is most of the games are by Xbox Studios. Yeah. So they own, the publishing company is owned by the console or owned by the person streaming it out. Google Stadia, while they will have game development studios, the games on the list are not owned by Google Stadia. So you're running a risk. That's the scary part. The cool part is you can carry a dongle and the Bluetooth controller. And yes, they confirmed that PlayStation 4 Bluetooth and Xbox Bluetooth controllers will work with Google Stadia.
Hmm.
Any Bluetooth controller. Perfect. So you can carry around your stuff and you can go to a hotel. You can plug your Chromecast in and hope that they have at least 10 megabits per second so that you can get your gaming in.
Yep.
Which they should. And then you can play your games on the road. That part I think is cool.
So it's technically not even a console.
No. It's streaming. It's coming straight from their data centers. That's it. So if you have a subscription, you'll be able to play the games that are allowed to be with the subscription, which we mentioned before was like Destiny 2. There's a whole bunch of games. Baldur's Gate 3, which I am really excited about. Don't think that one's exclusive. I think it's a timed exclusive on Stadia, but it could be an exclusive to Stadia. I forget now at this point. But so they have two plans. One that's releasing in November, which is the Pro plan, and that's going to be 3 months included in so that's the Founder Edition thing. That's everything we already mentioned. You can buy games whenever you want. And then additional free games released regularly. Yes. So it's going to be like Xbox Live Gold. You get free games when they release and blah, blah, blah. So I'm not assuming these ones are going to be great. It does say it's starting with Destiny 2, the collection. Okay. Stadia Pro exclusive discounts on select game purchases. Yes. Again, Xbox Live Gold. Those are the perks of the Pro. And then you get the Founders Edition, everything with that. So the 3 months, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Basically everything besides the controller and the Pro plan. The base plan is not coming until next year. Those will only have resolutions up to 1080p, 60 frames per second, stereo sounds. You can buy games whenever you want. Additional free games, no. And Stadia Pro exclusive discounts on select games, no. So again, it's silver, Xbox Silver, Xbox Gold. That's all. It's basically all it is, guys. You can compare it to that. Not much else to say about the release details. They released a list of games that are going to be coming out with it. They're going to be old at that point when they come out. Like, a lot of these games are going to be, you're probably going to already play them. But, you know, like I said, it's going to be cool to bring it with you on travel. It's something that'll slip into your bag. If you break it, it's only $40 for a Chromecast, you know? So it's like, I'm not that, I was excited about it just for the fact that I can play it on the browser. I can play it on my TV. I can play it on a laptop.
Yeah. And
it doesn't matter what the specs have on the machine. It doesn't matter. It could be a crappy old thing. As long as it has enough internet, you can play it.
Oh. I'm a tried and true console gamer.
Mm-hmm.
I stand on it.
Hey, man. I agree with you. So, I think the streaming hype has gotten to a point, and I think people are hopefully pulling back from that because it's scary.
Yeah.
You don't own anything. You have zero ownership. So we'll see. We're going to follow up on another topic, the Google Stadia effect, we'll call it. Basically, they're going to allow publishers to provide separate subscriptions just for their publishing company.
What's the point of paying a subscription fee to Google Stadia?
Exactly. So it's going to be like when had Final Fantasy 11 on Xbox.
Double dipping. Yeah, you pay to play online.
Yep. So basically, you'll pay for a Google Stadia account, pro account. So Plus, you can be access their studio at 4K.
You can get charged by
somebody else. Right. Then you can get another subscription on top of that, guys. Subscriptions! What?
Yeah!
Woo! And then say you can have an EA subscription, a Gearbox subscription,
a Square Enix
subscription, which we'll talk about that. Yeah. So all these studios will be able to have, and you know the studios are going to say, oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll love to give subscriptions, not make any physical media anymore. Hell yeah, that sounds great to me. Guys, it's getting too far. This is too much. I don't think it's the same as Netflix. I don't think it's the same as Hulu. This is something that you consume the same thing over and over and over again, and you have to have some kind of ownership from it. You know, it's not like, I guess you can compare it to box sets of TV shows. Like, I have Futurama DVD sets. I love the show. I want to be able to watch when I want to watch it, but it's also streamable, I'm sure, somewhere out there.
Yeah.
But they can take it down whenever they want. But with games, it's different. You're interacting with other people. You know what I mean? Like, think of a Call of Duty game and you're playing the newest, latest Call of Duty game.
You look at the streaming service like Netflix, it's no different than watching cable. No. You're paying for cable.
Yep.
They pick and choose what will be on that program or whatever channel.
Yeah.
Stuff gets pulled off of cable TV all the time.
Yeah. Yep. True. And so think about this. Think about playing a game with your family inside your house. It's a board game. It's fun. It's really fun. Then all of a sudden, Monopoly. Everyone loves hitting each other at Monopoly.
Monotony.
Yeah. So someone walks into your house, takes that board game away from you and leaves.
No more.
Poof. Gone.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea.
That's what we're trying to get across here.
So, I mean, I'm not anti-stream, but I can see companies trying to dabble in. Mm-hmm. We're not going to put out physical media because, I mean, they're lazy about it. You know,
I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to say that in the year 2020, we will see the very first exclusive-only downloadable game, meaning you can only get it digitally, streaming service. There will be a game out there that will be only available on streaming platform.
Probably.
And I'm not talking about like indie games, because there's a lot of indie games that you can only get digitally. I'm talking about a AAA game.
I don't really see that happening. Well, it may, but it won't happen with Xbox, I don't think.
Probably not.
Only because, and this was a big thing that you and I went back and forth about the diskless system, which you notice they don't really talk much about that anymore.
It wasn't a strong selling point to them. What I heard from an interview with Phil Spencer is that, like we said last episode, that consoles aren't going anywhere, guys.
Yep.
But they're making the old systems, meaning the Xbox Ones, into streamable platforms because the hardware is not going to keep up with the times.
Yep.
But when they can pull from the X Cloud, the data center, the old systems will be able to play those just through the streaming services. So while the console will still be useful because it'll be a stream box, the hardware inside of it won't be as new as the newer one. So at some point, eventually, you may not be able to play a game or whatever. The processor isn't fast enough, whatever. But it'll make the longevity of the Xbox One a lot longer.
Yeah. And they announced, Xbox Scarlett is going to have a disk drive. Yeah.
Correct. Yep. So it's not going anywhere.
Physical media is not going to go anywhere.
No. Also with this news, with the publisher subscription thing, Square Enix said on a separate note, not in line with Google Stadia, but they said that they like the idea of a subscription-based model.
Final Fantasy XI.
Exactly. It's been going on forever now. Mm-hmm. But what they're talking about is putting out all their games. Like, they have a team. In this article, they explain that they have a team dedicated to porting old games to new systems. And during them doing this, they're like, wait, we could just make a subscription service for all of our entire catalog, everything that you'd have to subscribe to. You never own any of these games. You'd subscribe to the service to play them. And then once you cancel your subscription, gone.
No, I'll never do something.
Yeah. A Game Pass is as close as we'll get, I think.
Yeah.
Because I have faith in Xbox. They own their own publishing. So it's not like Square Enix being a publisher, bringing their stuff to each platform that they can just pull. Xbox owns Xbox, Xbox
yeah.
Studios, and all of the publishers within Xbox Studios. So I like where Xbox is going. I like that I get a PC availability. I like that at some point they're going to release the streaming service.
Yeah. I mean, I personally won't use, probably will never use the PC end of it, only because I don't have anything that's really flashy enough to do it, you know?
Right. And that's the thing about Google Stadia is it doesn't matter what piece of crap you have.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you can open up Chrome, you're good.
Yeah, you're good.
You're good. But the funny thing about in this article was the Square Enix themselves actually reached out to an old employee, like a retired employee, to see if they could pull game codes off of his computer. Because they're missing game code. And this guy must have it on his old PC at his home.
Mm.
So that's interesting.
We'll figure.
Yeah, right? So, do you have anything else you want to add to that?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
The video games are going a la carte, guys, and it's not good for us. It's not. It's convenient, but you're losing out on a lot of stuff. Like your right to own a video game.
I mean, to have access to a full catalog of publishers' games, yeah. I mean, that's cool.
Yep.
But,
Not owning it is...
Yeah, not owning it is not...
Not cool. Alright. So with that, guys, we will call it.
Okay.
And we'll see you in a couple weeks. Hopefully this gentleman survives. Peace!
See ya.
This has been a Gentleman Geek production. Follow us on Twitter at gentleman_geek. Or visit our WordPress website at www.gentlemangeekpodcast.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.
Welcome into the Gentleman Geek Podcast. I am your host, Peter, and with me, as always, Andy Hara. How are you doing today, sir?
What's happening?
Not too much. That's interesting.
Wow.
We're going to start this one over again.
Yeah, because we're definitely not streaming.
No, we are not.
Boosh. I believe that is my... Six the beer.
That's not an error on me. All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1.